Oh, King, Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
176 No. What's up, everybody? Your host today, the greatest of all time. Not just your time, but of all time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the best boxer of any generation. You know, Charlie Z. I mean, 71 wins. See the title of the radio? Pound for pound king, Charlie Zelenoff, 71 wins in 2016. I'm the greatest ever. Nobody's ever done that. And I, you know, I may win another fight before the year ends. You know, I don't have to. I mean, that last victory was just fucking superb, spectacular. The way I ragdolled that Israeli soldier, that was just like, it was legendary, man. It was just, honestly, to end the year like that, it would be phenomenal because, like, the next win, it's going to be another beatdown, but is it going to be as good as that one, though? It may be. It may be even better. I mean, I may even knock the guy out in my next fight. But I don't know. That's what I'm saying, you know? It's like, but yeah, you know, I'm still angry. You know, I still want to hurt that. Those two bouncers, you know, the one that sucker punched me and then, you know, his boy jumped, tackled me and shit. I want to knock both those motherfuckers out. Since I got jumped, you know, like, you saw how I fought that day because I was angry. I took all my anger out. Yeah, but now every fight is going to be like that. Like, I'm just going to be, before that I was destroying motherfuckers. Now that's extra fuel, you know, that's it. You know, these two clowns that jumped me, they never want to fight me fair. They, in a gym, in a ring, in a cage, they never want to fight me, you know what I mean? So the only way is to go back to that club and, you know, but then I'll get arrested, you know what I'm saying? I can, like, the only way is to bring, like, a couple homies with me and go and fuck them up, but the problem is, I went to jail in 2012 at that same club. I knocked a guy out cold, and he called the police on me. So yeah, if I ever see that bouncer, that 7 foot, but oh yeah, I even posted under the video my last fight where I beat down where I ragdolled that Israeli soldier. I said, dude, this is, if I ever see you on the street, this is what's gonna happen to you, man. Except you're not gonna take those kind of, you're not gonna take that many shots. You're gonna fall down after the first one. You know what I mean? That guy's a pussy, man. What kind of a real motherfucker? Trust to jump up, you know. Yeah, I'm the best boxer in the world, but fight me 1-on-1, you know what I mean? And yeah, obviously he would lose, but what the fuck? I mean, oh yeah, okay, I got it's just that's some pussy shit, you know what I'm saying? If I jump him in the future, it's not gonna be pussy shit because it's just basically doing it back to him. But I don't need to jump him; I can beat him 1-on-1. It's just he's never by himself. So I'm going to have, you know, at least an extra person. And I'm gonna, you know, but whatever, that bouncer, he's a nobody. He's a clown, you know. And I was outside. I knuckled up. I said, let's go, motherfucker, 1-on-1, me and you. He didn't come out. So if forfeits countered, he would have lost. Let's see here. Some dude asked me some questions. All right, look, mainstream boxing is fake, man. It's fake. Shit is fucking fake, man. Would you like to fight Anthony Joshua next, since he fought tonight? See, I don't even know he fought tonight until you told me. I don't follow that fake shit, man. Did he win his staged, choreographed sparring session? Yeah, well, you know what would happen to Anthony Joshua if he fought Charlie Zelenoff? He'd fly across the ring just like Deontay Wilder did when I hit Deontay Wilder. Anthony Joshua's a bum, man. Those punches that I hit that Israeli soldier with, dude, are you serious? Those power shots? Yeah, and big motherfuckers like Joshua, they're tailor-made for me because they're big targets, they're slow. And they're easier to hit. Like that Muay Thai champion that I beat, like he was, that guy would murder Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua's a bum, man. He's a nobody. He's only known in England. Outside of England, who knows him? Nobody. People that don't... Look, man. Mainstream boxing is fucking dead. It's done. And no, the UFC didn't take over. The UBF is taking over. Charlie Zonoff, the GOAT, motherfucker. I would kill Anthony Joshua. Yeah, I'd fight him anytime, man. I'd fight him in England. I'd fight him in L.A., wherever. Yeah, really, I'm the champ. He should come out to, he should do what Deontay Wilder did. He should come out to L.A. We'll get in the ring here, and I'll put him to sleep. But if he wants me to come to England, then we can do it there, man, anytime, man. I can get his contact. I got all the motherfuckers' contacts, man. B.J. Forrest. I was supposed to fight B.J. Forrest. I got his number. James Toney, Deontay Wilder, man. Who the fuck is Anthony Joshua, man? I'd break his fucking jaw, man. I'd shatter Anthony Joshua's chin. My power, are you kidding me? With a 10-ounce glove or 8-ounce glove, I hit him. Man, with a 12-ounce glove, I'd hurt him. With an 8-ounce glove, I'd literally hospitalize him. With a 10-ounce glove, I'd put him to sleep. How many more Marines do you think you will beat by 2017? Shit, 2017, a lot, man. Yeah, next year is a big year, man. 200-0, man. 24 more to go. Yeah, Anthony Joshua's not in my league, man. I'm a lot more experienced. I'm a lot faster. I hit a lot harder. I'm stronger, you know. I'm a lot stronger, and I'm faster, and I'm just playing better. You know what I mean? Again, Kim Kardashian. Listen, man. I'm gonna make this loud and clear. And you know. Okay, Daria. Like my ex-wife, right? Okay, she wasn't the right one. She was, you know, whatever. That's between us, you know what I mean? Even though I still made it public, but, you know, because I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm done with her. I know a lot of motherfuckers are probably still thinking, like, sometime's going to pass. Charlie's going to go hit that again. No, I won't. I'm going to go fuck another girl. Last night, I was with some stripper. I was messing with some stripper last night. No. Like I said, I'm just fucking around right now. You know, I'm just talking to different girls right now. You know what I mean? I just got out of a marriage. You know what I mean? It's like I spend 2 years with the same girl. Think about it. It's like, yeah, I'm like 99% over her. But since you mentioned Kim Kardashian, I'm gonna say this: Daria, at least she gave me pussy, and a lot of it. Daria married me. Like, she had a wedding with me. Like, there's pictures of it. You know what I mean? There's even... Her brother has a video of the wedding. Okay, the point is, she got married with me. Who did Kim Kardashian marry? She married a guy who needs, you know, treatment for mental health, man. If she was those kind of guys, that's fine, you know? Like, but see, that's the thing. Before that, Kim Kardashian... Well... I was supposed to meet her, but then I got locked up. See, I got locked up for 70 days. Instead of waiting 70 days for me, she just hooked up with Kanye West. You know what I mean? I was thinking the whole time, like, damn, you know, like I'm gonna come out and, you know, me and Kim are gonna meet up at that restaurant. You know, I'm gonna take her on a nice date. Trust me, I could take her to a much better restaurant than that fucking Nate and Al's restaurant. Yeah. But I'm saying to meet her there because, like, that's, you know, that's where a lot of people know her. A lot of, like, acquaintances are telling me, like, yeah, you and her would be a great couple. Like, you're the champ. She's a reality TV star. Like, she's really famous. You're like this... You're a great boxer, you know, you guys would make a great couple. Like, they were telling us this, telling me this, but I co-signed. I said, yeah, but it's up to her. It's not up to you guys, it's not up to me, it's up to her, but, you know, what the fuck, you know, it's all Kanye West bullshit, you know. So I'm kind of tired of this Kim shit, you know? Like, when I hear the name Charlie Z come out of her mouth, that's when I'm going to be like, all right. All right, baby girl, now you're talking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, she trained with her. What a fucking, that's fucking, yeah, that's insane. The same day I see an article, she trained with Israeli soldiers. And the same goddamn day I ragdolled an Israeli soldier on video. And this motherfucker wrote, I'd say Kim Kardashian needs some training with you, if you know what I mean. Well, shit, man. Daria got that training 9 times in one day, man. Shit, man. Yeah, well. How many victories do you predict by year's end? Well, I got 71, man. I don't know. Maybe one or two more. I don't know. Like I said, that last win was phenomenal, man. But, yeah, you know, I just, since I got jumped, I want to score, like, as many wins as possible to help forget about that. Oh, well, man. The next motherfucker, I got a feeling he's going to get knocked out, man. Like, or at least dropped. Like, depends on what gloves I wear, man. You know what I mean? If I got tens, I hit him on the spot. On the chin, that's it. Yeah, that would be nice, then. The year by knockout, win by knockout. But yeah, that fueled me so much. Now that's it, man. It's just like, it's a wrap, man. It's a name Charlie Lee destroyed that guy. Yeah, I did. I did. That last fight was, one of my easiest wins. It's like the motherfucker was getting ragdolled, punched in the face over and over. He got pissed off, and then he goes to his fucking some Bruce Lee kick. You know, and then I punch him with a left, then a right. Bam, bam. Oh, man. So he's on off the greatest. The breeze back. You're delusional, man. I'm not going to take your calls, man. You're mentally sick, man. Why would I talk to you, man? What is there to talk to you about, man? You even admitted your whole point. You just want to annoy me. Okay, well, I don't want to talk to somebody who wants to annoy me. By the way, I'm looking for a new girlfriend on like this. Remember that website where I met my wife? Yeah, I'm on that website. I'm back on the site since me and my wife are done. And, no, Daria doesn't have an account there anymore. Thank God. Yeah, I would just block her, you know what I mean? I would block her everywhere. Yeah, no, but now what I'm doing is I'm talking to Russian girls that are in, like, at least in the United States, you know, because there's not a big selection in L.A. So, yeah, like New York, like fucking Indiana, you know, fucking, just like, you know, Vegas and just America, you know, the United States, if I have to relocate, at least I'll be on United States soil. I don't have to go to fucking third world country, you know what I mean? Fuck that shit, you know what I mean? It's too far. But see, if Daria behaved, whatever, I already adapted. I stayed there, dude. I went August 22 is when I arrived in Ukraine. And I left November 15. I was there for a while, man. And she was behaving like that the whole time. You understand that I was taking, you know, the good and the bad, and the good and the horrible. Yeah, I was fucking her, you know. I was just, you know, getting pussy every day, you know. And I was beating the fuck out of everybody. Sambo dudes. You saw me beat the fuck out of that guy on bare knuckle. I beat a lot of guys bare knuckle on video over there. Fucked. And dude in the restaurant. I'd say the three best wins in Ukraine. Well, the one where I knocked out that sergeant didn't get recorded because he didn't want it on video. And the one in the restaurant And the one, the guy who, the Army Special Ops soldier, the Ukrainian Special Ops soldier who killed three people, oh my God, that was phenomenal. I hit that motherfucker in the head. Four shots got recorded. And I hit him six more times. Then he tried to break my finger, man. And I was just bam, bam, bam. That victory was just amazing, man. That was just like, no, that's gonna go down in history as one of the greatest street fight wins ever. Yeah. So. Oh yeah, and a lot of girls that I talked to, you know, I talked to a few, like more than a few today. A lot of chicks they're responding and. I mean, like I said, when you're a world champion boxer, it's a plus. You know, I mean, plus I got a game. I know what to say. I know what to, you know. One girl already agreed to go on a date with me. So I'm just waiting until she gives me her number. Like, she agreed to everything. She's logged off, and when she walks back on, I'm gonna get her phone number. Yeah, I just hope the next one is not like Daria, man. You know, that's my only fear. You know, nah, man. What are the odds of that? Come on, literally, what are the fucking odds? Yeah, so you want to hear some real trippy shit? My ex-wife, check this out. She was trying to be all romantic with me and shit. You know what I mean? I'll be getting what for sure? Oh yeah, definitely. I'm gonna be getting wins and new pussy. Are you talking about that? Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, see, Daria's sexy as fuck, but hey, check this out. You know what she did? Like, this is some really trippy shit. She used to. When me and her would talk on Skype and we were like long distance, Daria would you know, she would recommend me to buy movies, and you know, like about couples, you know, that like had to go through shit, like long distance relationship type shit, you know, and I'd buy these movies. You know, the first three were very good, you know, the first one, the second one, the third one. They were all good. But then she suggested a fourth one. And the fourth one was about a girl and her husband. And that girl was like a drama queen, and she was like a drug addict and a fucking alcoholic. And one day she ended up stabbing her husband. And Daria recommended that movie for me, and I was like, oh, fuck. I watched it, and I was like, you know, I told her, I'm like, baby, I didn't like that movie. You know what I mean? I was kind of like, well, like, what, you know, what was she? So then I go to Ukraine and I meet her, you know. Look, I doubt she would ever do something like that to me, but I'd rather not explore to find out, man. You know what I'm saying? I went there three times, you know, to my real-life homies, you know, because a lot of these mentally ill delusional trolls on the internet, I don't trust them. I don't want to tell them, you know, like, but I already leaked everything on Daria, like what she did, like the reason I left, you know. Yeah, man, she fucking, she's a crazy girl, man. You know what I'm saying? We got sex tapes recorded that we didn't release. I got them on my phone. I'm not going to release them. I mean, no. Fuck that, because when I have a new girlfriend, man, she's obviously, I'm a famous boxing champion, she's obviously going to see it, she's going to be like, what the fuck is this, you know, nah, fuck that, I'm not going to do that, man, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, I beat everybody this year, back to boxing, I beat everybody, like, Sambo motherfuckers, Marines, a Navy SEAL, Israeli Special Forces, Ukrainian Special Forces. Oh yeah, I need to smash a Russian Spetsnaz motherfuckers, man. Them motherfuckers, I'd crush those dudes. Nobody can beat me, man. In a boxing match, nobody can beat me. In a one-on-one bare knuckle fight, dude, a wrestler, man. You know how, like, what boxer would agree? Like, you know how they say MMA is this, you know, if it comes to my world, MMA, if it comes to the ring, boxing. I went bare knuckle with a wrestler. A street fight against a wrestler, it's hard to win, even if you're a great boxer. Even if you're Charlie Zonoff, it's still a challenge. But he was, you know, it was a pretty tough fight. But I beat him. Of course I beat him, man. I beat everybody. I can't lose. I gotta stay undefeated, you know, to keep the UBF alive. You know what I mean? But, yeah, the motherfucker takes me down and he gets fucking, literally gets his ass beat on the ground because I'm so good with my hands, like, no matter what. Like, street fight, boxing match, you know. As soon as I went, UBF over mainstream. The mainstream, it's fake. It's choreographed. I've said it probably more than a billion times, man. I said it more times than Allen Iverson said practice. Remember that practice rant? Allen Iverson, we're talking about practice? You talking about mainstream? You talking about fake stream? Come on, man. I said that the mainstream is fucking fake. Well, I think that's another reason why me and Kim Kardashian have not hooked up yet. Because I'm underground and she's mainstream. But see, I mean, look, I got nothing against, like, for example, like, The Walking Dead. They're mainstream. They're cool. They're like, I mean, Cuba Gooding Jr., he's mainstream. He's a fan of mine. He took a picture with me, you know what I'm saying? Him and his boy. I'm standing in the middle. John Barnthal literally made a video, for those of you that, I mean, John Barnthal, I don't watch the series, you know. I just watch basketball, but I'm saying John Barnthal was a character in The Walking Dead, and like one of the main characters, I believe. You know, and he made a video saying that Charlie Z, the best, number one pound for pound, Paul's bad for it. Charlie Z is gonna knock you the fuck out. Yeah, at that time, you know, like I was supposed to knock out this fucking crackhead, Paul's bad for it. I'd kill that guy. He was way too small, and. I mean, I beat Deontay Wilder, man. That's about a four. Are you serious? Yeah, so, I mean, like, I got nothing, like mainstream, like, actors, like, you know, like, them. Like, I'm talking about, yeah, I got nothing against them, man. I hate mainstream boxing, man. Mainstream, like, fucking mainstream, the UFC. Like, I go to the UFC gym, like, yeah, and I beat the shit out of that Bellator dude, and I beat the fuck out of that clown that got me in a headlock, and then I got out of it. See, they didn't film how I got out of it, the headlock. I started hitting him in the body, and he let go. They didn't film that. Why? To make me look bad. Because I made him look bad. When I went off on him, and I got in, like, what, four shots? I landed four punches on his face, and then they don't want to acknowledge the four punches I landed on his face. They just want to acknowledge the wrestling part. Because these motherfuckers are crazy. And then the Bellator dude, the Bellator dude straight boxed me. We put on gloves, and he straight boxed me. He didn't try any dirty shit. He got his ass beat fair and square. In the cage and everything, man. And it's like, you know how these delusional haters go, why don't you go to a real MMA gym or a real boxing gym? Wait a minute, UFC gym where actual, like, UFC and Bellator clowns go? That's as mainstream as it gets. I go to the UFC gym, and I beat the fuck out of a fucking Bellator guy. Give him his first loss. He was 12-0, now he's 12-1. The dude made the fight. He literally, him and his, like, his ten boys, his posse, deleted the fight tape. That's why they didn't upload it. But, you know, hey, the last fight, I beat a better opponent. I ragdolled the Bellator guy. Well, I mean, listen, he landed something, but I landed a lot more, and I was ragdolling him across. He was literally flying around the whole cage. I was fucking him up. That's what I said, man. You know, mainstream bullshit, all this, like, mainstream combat, it's a mockery of, you know, what I, like, Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time, You see, what I do, like, I beat guys up bare knuckle. I beat guys, it's obviously for real, come on. I beat guys up with gloves, you know. In Ukraine, bare knuckle, because in Ukraine the law is a lot more lenient than it is in America, you know. And here, the only bare knuckle fights that I've won are is on the street, like, you know, off video. On video, a bare knuckle fight, dude, I got in the shit when I beat the fuck out of some golden gloves, dude, with gloves on, so. But that's because the gym I went to, fuck that place. They try to set me up, you know what I mean? Yeah, I deserve better than Daria, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, one time, me and her were having sex, and she was like, telling me, like, yeah, I know you're a champion and everything, but look at your wife, you know? She was, like, bragging, like that she's a goddess, and she's, you know, like, so many guys, like, want her, and then she chose me, and that I should be, you know, grateful, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, look, baby, we should both be grateful, you know? I went all the way from America to, and, you know, yeah, you chose me over all the other guys, but she should be grateful that I took so much bullshit from her. You know, that I had to put up with all her fucking antics, her, you know, temper tantrums, her alcohol, you know, finding when she got lost in the forest. You know, in Ukraine, they got wolves and bears, and it's like wildlife, you know what I mean? Like, over there, like, because, no, in the village where she was at, yeah, she could have got killed, she could have froze to death. They got snakes over there, you know what I mean? I didn't give a fuck. For my wife, I'll put my wife on the line. But, you know, she's not my responsibility anymore. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if she's with somebody. If she has somebody, then whoever that unlucky guy is, then that she's... Well, see, by law, she's still my wife. Fuck. Well, I'm already in talks with a lawyer, so, I mean, it's a process, man. Yeah, the divorce is a process. That's why I should have, hey, I, you know, you can't take things back, man. What's done is done, man. I married her, you know. Look, I got the feeling that I know what it feels like to be married. I, you know, look, she truly loved me. It's just, she wasn't the one, man. I went there 3 different times. I mean, if she was the one, eventually the dust would have settled and things would have calmed down. Everything would have been quiet. And that's it. We would have lived happily ever after. But it did not happen. Drama kept going and going and going. God did not want us to stay together. And that's just, you can't go against God. I mean, it's just, okay, well, I'm not going to stay with a psycho that's threatening me with suicide, blackmailing me, telling me if you ever leave me, I'm going to commit suicide. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like, fuck that. I'm cool, man. Okay, but I had, you know how many women I fucked that look like Daria? A lot. A lot. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying, but yeah, the UBF is welcomes everybody, Marines, SEALs, Sambo, boxers, mostly boxers, but everybody, and MMA fighters, kickboxers, Muay Thai, everybody. I transcended boxing. It's like, you know, like literally fighters of all styles, of all combats, enter the UBF, and I beat the fuck out of all of them. So tell me, what's more interesting? One champion beating real challengers all over the world, Ukraine, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, all combats, or all this fake mainstream bullshit with all these fake organizations, WBC, IBF, WBA, all this fucking fairy tale, fantasy land bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Haters live in La La Land. You know, these people are delusional. These people are mentally ill. Yeah, the mainstream going overtime. The mainstream has a lot of money, but those fights are staged. You understand? Staged, not real. Predetermined. Yeah, so stop with these crazy fucking questions. Oh, if you're really 176-0, why are you not a multimillionaire? What? It has nothing to do with money. Look. Actually, right now, what we're working on in the UBF, we're working on finding a money man you know, so he can pay me some endorsements. Yeah, I'm going to continue destroying everybody for pride and all that, but I'm going to actually get, well, I made money before, you know, from boxing. But then when I got locked up, everything went, you know, went downhill, man. I came back and I continued my winning streak. I beat Derek the Giant in a super fight. One-sided super fight, you know. Derek the Giant. Yeah, you people that say that, dude, I slipped in the end. I was beating the crap out of the guy, you know what I mean? It was not even close. I mean, it was one-sided as fuck, you know. It was like, and he backed out of the rematch. He backed out. Yeah, it was a last-minute pullout. Last-minute pullout. We were supposed to have a rematch. Like, it was already scheduled. Same ring, same gym, same everything. And no, that's it. And I got a call from this faggot-ass trainer, EJ. That fucking delusional Thai motherfucker. He said, no, man. He's like, Derek don't want to do it, man. So he just changed his mind. He's good. And then he's talking shit, you know, this skinny fuck, this mentally ill Frederick Young, saying that he could beat me even at age 51. Yeah, right. Motherfucker, you couldn't beat me 4 years ago. You got your ass beat 4 years ago. I'd beat you in your prime. I mean, he still had knew how to. Obviously, see, he was still strong, you know, even when I may not have beat him when he was in his prime, but I beat him when he was still good, when he still had it, you know what I mean? He's not that good. You know what I'm saying? I beat him when he still knew how to box and everything. Can't discredit my victory, you know what I'm saying? That guy would murder Floyd Mayweather Sr. That guy would probably knock out Deontay Wilder. Wilder's nothing, man. Dude, Deontay Wilder's weak, man, honestly. He's very fragile, man. I punched him in the jaw, and it wasn't even my best hit, and he just, like, flew the fuck away, dude. Now, let's see the other question. How much safer would Kim Kardashian be alongside the champ and not Psycho Kanye? Dude, I told you, when she mentions the name Charlie Z, that's when I'm gonna go to that restaurant and hook up with her. Well, obviously she'd be a lot safer, but you know, if motherfuckers got guns, then there's nothing I can do. But yeah, of course, yeah. See, yeah, I had three Russians come up to me with a hammer, and I won, and now. The haters are going to be like, oh, but what if you got jumped, you know? What if you, like, you know, whatever. Then you'd say it's not a loss and you got jumped, you know? No. That was different. Those three Russians, two of them kind of stepped aside and they let us fight one-on-one, and I one-shotted that guy. Then one of them just threw a hammer at me. That's it. So that was really a one-on-one. He was just with his friends, but they didn't get in. When I got jumped, his boy got in right away. Like in a few seconds. So yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Three Russians with a hammer, you know. Lost to Charlie Z. And plus the son of a bitch cheap shot at me, so it's not a fight. She'd be a lot safer and she'd be a lot more satisfied in the bedroom. I go, oh, trust me, Daria, why do you think Daria is, you know, was going crazy, probably still is going crazy that I dumped her. Yeah, think again, man. She wouldn't just be safer, man. She'd be. But I'm tired of it, man. I saw articles that there was people making videos saying that said Kim is divorcing Kanye. It's done. And she wants full custody on the kids. And I was reading this. I was like, damn. I'm like, she's really doing, you know, the right steps, you know. I'm proud of her, you know, but, and I was like, literally, but no, I was about to leave the house and call my driver, you know, my homie, you know, so he could drive me to Kim's restaurant, you know, the restaurant she goes to, so I could, you know, Yeah, so I can, see if she's there. If she's not there, then try and set up a date or something, you know what I mean? But then, right before I left, I'm like, well, let me go double check. Let me just make sure. And I see, oh, it's all rumors. They're still together. They're still working their issues out. And I'm like, look, so I'm going to put it like this. Kim Kardashian. All right. Straight to her. She was exclusive. The champ speaking. Charlie Zelenoff. 176-0. The greatest of all time. Not just your time, but of all time, Kim. All right. If or when, if / when you decide to dump Kanye West, if I'm not with another girl, which I probably will be, because I'm not going to wait for you, I've had enough, it's just kids. I feel it's very disrespectful that all these other beautiful women, they've had sex with me, and you have yet to even go on a date with me. I'm saying if / when you divorce Kanye West, go to the restaurant, you know which one, and tell them, no, when you're there, to tell them, call Charlie Z, and I'll show up, and I'll meet you, and we'll sit down and talk, and we'll have a conversation, and we'll see where it goes from there. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's it. You know what I mean? But as of now, that website where I met my ex-wife, I'm talking to different girls on there that are in America. They don't necessarily, hopefully I get a girl in L.A. That would be the best, because I don't want to leave L.A. But, at least in the United States, anywhere in America. I moved to fucking God knows fucking Ukraine, dude, Western Ukraine, man, in a dangerous part, too, in the ghetto part, man. It was easy to get fights there, but, it was nothing like home, man. It was a fucking different world out there, man. No, the snow was cool, It felt great, I beat the fuck out of that boxer in the restaurant. It was snowing like crazy that day, man. Shit. I'll never forget that victory, man. It's just you can literally write a book about my life, man. It's like fucking, I beat the shit out of a guy in the restaurant in Ukraine, and I come out, fucking cops are coming, I'm fucking running from the cops, man. In the fucking snow, man. and then my wife told him, it's all good, I don't know what she told him, but she said that she was saying that she fucking saved my ass or some shit. They let her go. They didn't want to file charges, because in Ukraine it's different, man. It's like, you can bribe them over there, man. It's not like, their law is very corrupt, man. Which is good and bad. It's kind of good, because you can literally get, for a street fight, you won't even get time. But the bad part is that you're more likely to get shot over there. You know what I'm saying? Because the law is a lot. For that, they'll definitely put you in jail. But still, you won't get nearly as much time as you would get if you did it in America. But no, man, I'm an American, and I'm American / Russian, and I just much rather, stay in America, just find a nice girl that will appreciate me, that won't, that won't get drunk as fuck like Daria and act reckless and break shit in the house. No, hell no, man. Look, I had that. That's crazy. I had that with Claudia, and when I dumped Claudia, fuck, the same year I dumped Claudia, because I was with Claudia in from 2008 to 2009 for a whole year. And when I dumped Claudia, I got back with her 5 years later. And then the year I dumped her, for good, that's it. She cut my ear with keys. She's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Bitches like that are, I didn't touch her. I just cursed her out. And I'm like, fuck you, bitch. It's over. So that same year I dumped Claudia, I got Daria. And then I married Daria the year after, in 2015. We had a wedding. June 25th, 2015. That's the day I got married to Daria in Ukraine. We had a No, it was a big wedding. It was a pretty big wedding. You all saw the pictures. Look, we look great together. It's done, man. I was at a club last night, man. Some fucking stripper was naked in my arms yesterday, you know. No, I'm just trying to do whatever I can to, like, forget about my wife, man, my ex-wife, man, yeah. It's done, man. Fuck that, man. I dodged the bullet, man. If I stayed there, man, you know, I'm undefeated boxer, man, undefeated champion. I got, you know, such a great career and legacy, you know. I got too much to lose, you know what I mean? I got too much to lose, man. See, it's a lot, L.A., or even America. In America, like, fuck it, like Arizona or something, or like Las Vegas. Well, I plan to move to Las Vegas in the future. I always had that on my agenda to go to Vegas, you know, because I beat so many people in L.A. There's just, like, all these gyms know who I am, and, like, nobody wants to fight me. It's hard to get fights, you know what I mean? And I still managed to get them. You know, I'm the GOAT, man. You know, I'm destined for greatness. I'm destined to win. But I'm saying that in Vegas, yeah, man, I know a lot of cages, man. Y'all saw me beat Adam Leroy, man. That motherfucker was a brown belt, man. That dude was so terrified of me. We got in the cage. He had a mouthpiece. He was, okay, nobody's ready for Charlie Z. But I'm saying he was physically ready to fight. But when he got in the cage with me, the jitters hit him so hard, and then I hit him even harder. I caught him right in the eye. Like, he had a black eye. I saw him the day after. You know what I mean? I seen him, and I was like, "What's up, motherfucker?" He's like, "What's up, man? Like, you want a rematch?" He was like, "No, man, I'm good, man." He's like, "You got me good, man." He's like, "That was, you know." Yeah, like he, and then these duels, no haters, like, He threw one glove off. He had both gloves on. We're fighting. My job is to punch him. My focus was on, I was aiming at his face, to hit him in the face. It's out of my control. If I see that, if he told me, hey, stop, I'm taking my glove off, I don't want to fight, then I wouldn't have hit him. But he didn't say shit. And he just got punched and took his glove off. He threw his gun, then he took his other glove off, and that's it. He walked out of the cage. That's a TKO. The guy was 230, about, what, 6'2"? 6'1", 6'2", 230, huge motherfucker. You haters would literally shit yourselves if you even saw that guy. If you had to get in the cage with him, you would never get in the cage with that guy, man. You people are mentally ill. So yeah, that's it. I'm gonna find a nice girl, and hopefully on that website, you know. One chick already wants to meet up with me. You know, so she might go to the Grove or something, you know. Yeah, I even saw my ex over there. That one. Remember I said that moved in with me. Yeah, I'd rather not get back with exes, man. Fuck that. Nah, the one that cheated on me, man. Yeah, fuck that. Well, I'm pretty sure she cheated on me, but I'm cool, man. Fuck the exes, man. The only ex I kept getting back with was Darius because I'm married to her, but not for long, man. Once that, thank God we don't have any kids. Once the war, you know, he's already, you know, the process started, you know. Once I get divorced officially with her, you know, that's it. But yeah, that last win when I ragdolled that Israeli soldier, that was phenomenal. I'm the greatest. Next win is going to be a knockout or a brutal TKO. The next win is going to be phenomenal, man. Every, you know, I'm telling you, every win up to 200.